Welcome to the fourth week of our parenting tips. Let me just start with a disclaimer. All stories included are real life stories, but the specific details have of course been well camouflaged to protect all confidentiality. Also please note we're going to have a short winter break and after this broadcast we will resume in January. Please God. Last week we touched upon the centrality of the parent-child relationship and the importance of unconditional love. Put quite simply, that means I love you because you are you and there are no strings attached. The holiday season ahead provides a unique opportunity for spending time with our children and for creating what is known as quality time. This is one of the most effective methods of showing that love. Let's define what quality time means. It refers to time spent between people where the focus is on the relationship. The phone is switched off and the distractions are kept to an absolute minimum. Quality time does not necessarily involve doing anything in particular, although it may do. Where it does, the task is secondary to the shared experience. But sometimes parents say to me, that would be great if I could coax my teenager out of their bedroom and off their iPad. I would love to spend time with them, but they don't seem to want to spend time with me. This is a very real challenge, and as parents, we have to be savvy when it comes to our teenagers. Let's begin with an overarching principle. Although our teenager knows that ultimately we are their best ally, often they have a feeling that we are constantly bombarding them with expectations, both articulated and unspoken. Have you done your homework yet? When will you get round to sorting out your room? Of course, we're not always as blunt as that. We try to be much more subtle. What time did you say you were going out this evening? But our teenager is too intuitive for that. They translate that as, you're going out in 2 hours' time, you haven't opened a single book the whole afternoon, you're going to panic for that test and fail, and blame the rest of the world. It's hardly surprising that teenagers are not that keen to spend time with us if this is the case. We become their pseudo-supervisors. Do you relax by spending time with your line manager? On the other hand, their friends don't do that. It's a safer environment. So firstly, over the holiday, let's at least reduce the judgments. I'm not suggesting these issues don't need addressing. They do. And we will discuss this in weeks ahead and in the course. But overall, we want to communicate the message, I simply love spending time with you. I love it when you are around, whatever we do and wherever we are. This is a powerful, affirming message and a great expression of unconditional love. It's also important to remember that just because we have time to talk doesn't always mean that they are in a place to communicate. This is often true when a child comes home from school. We greet them with a cheery, hello, how was your day? And their response is a monosyllabic, fine. Having spent 8 hours in school, they may well want to switch off and not discuss it just now, although the timing might work for us. So how can we create quality time and maybe even conversation? Firstly, let's look out for clues that teenagers sometimes give us to test whether we really are and can be attentive. We might be busy watching the screen and our teenager throws in what appears to be a random comment. Had a rubbish maths test today. How do we react? Do we put down our device, turn around and express readiness to hear, or do we shrug it off and suggest we talk about it later, when all too often, later doesn't happen? I knew of a mother who was concerned that something was troubling her teenage son, but he wouldn't open up. She decided to embark on what might be described as a listening campaign. Every time he told her something, she gave him her attention. It didn't matter if he was trivial or if he'd said it 3 times already. After 3 weeks, he came into the lounge where she was busy with a work project and began talking, sharing a significant concern. Once she had regained this confidence that she could really listen, he began to talk. Timing wasn't great for her, but the opportunity was too significant to miss. Her work could wait. Granted, this isn't always easy, but where it is possible, it presents us with a golden opportunity, not just for the moment, but for the relationship. Additionally, if we have a little more time on our hands over the holiday period, plan some specific time together. Even an hour is valuable. Offer it a couple of days ahead. Invite your teenager to choose what they would like to do. They may even be suspicious at first, but ultimately every child wants to know that they are of utmost importance to their parents. If they don't choose what to do, pick something that you know they will enjoy. Going for a walk, or out for some chips, cooking together, or simply sharing time together at home. Afterwards, find an appropriate way to express how much you enjoyed it. It was lovely spending time with you. I really enjoyed your company. If your teenager would squirm at that, then send them a WhatsApp or leave them a note. Don't look for a response, but deliver the message. So this kind of can remember that the ultimate present is our presence. It may not come up wrapped in fancy paper, but the impact can last a lifetime.